Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. It's widely recognised that more emphasis needs to be given to the role of the patient in making decisions about their healthcare. But what should we do to make this happen? Some of the answers are in the September 2014 update of a Cochrane Review on Shared Decision Making, and the lead author, France Legare, from University Laval in Quebec, Canada, tells us why she did the review and what they found.
I have been practicing family medicine since 1990 and training family physicians for many years. I have seen the many difficult decisions that patients face every day about everything from screening to treatment options, and I have always suspected that family physicians could do more to support their patient in making decisions. Often, the physician makes the decision for the patient or they make it on their own. But it is during this decision-making process that physicians could explain the scientific evidence on their health problem to the patient. They could also help them to discover what's most important to them personally about the pros and cons of the option. We call this process shared decision-making, and I believe physicians can learn to do it better as well as healthcare teams. We did this review to find out about the best ways to encourage healthcare professionals to do this and have several things to suggest. This is an update of a review of studies of interventions, which include, among other things, training programs, audit and feedback, public campaigns, and patient decision aids. Our first review was published in 2010, but only had 5 eligible studies. We've now reached 39 studies, partly because we expanded the scope to include studies in which improvement of shared decision making was assessed not just by third-party observers, but by patients as well. It's the interaction itself between the patient and the healthcare professional, the back and forth, that is the core of the clinical consultation, so we include an intervention that targets both patients and healthcare professional at once instead of just one or the other. It was this intervention targeting both patient and healthcare professional that appeared most promising. But we found that any intervention at all seemed to be better than none. But we need to be cautious about reaching strong conclusions for a number of reasons. The quality of the evidence was low in the studies, and only 5 studies had our main outcome of interest as their primary outcome, that is improved shared decision making. Mostly it was a secondary outcome. Most studies were performed in rich countries and most focused on a single disease instead of the many health conditions that are dealt with in primary care, and only one looked at cost. Having done this update and thinking about what it means for me as a family physician, I will encourage my patients to use decision aid. As an educator, I will encourage health professionals to get training in their use. And lastly, as a researcher, I will design better studies to assess the effects of the adoption of shared decision making in clinical practice.
Whether you're not you're a physician, educator, or researcher, if you'd like to find out more about the interventions in France's review, go to thecrocanlibrary.com and search for shared decision making to find it.